Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Clay Thompson, and you are listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Better not be roasting me if I'm doing all these intros.
All right, let's open up these phone lines here. This segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. What's your thoughts on the game last night? What went wrong for the Go to State Warriors? Well, everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. They were a minus 24 from the 3-point line. They got dominated on the glass, a minus 7. Wow. They were a minus 7 when it came to offensive rebounds. They were a minus 16 when it came to second chance points. They were a minus 6 when it came to fast break points. They were a minus 8 when it came to points off turnovers. They were a minus 8 when it came to committing turnovers. And your starters got outscored 104-48. So, yeah, a lot of things went wrong last night at the Golden 1 Center for the Golden State Warriors. Jonas Kaminga's burst.
Moody.
Moses Moody's burst.
I thought Pods was playing his butt off.
He was trying to tap in rebounds, but you could tell that, you know, De'Aaron Fox, there was no answer to him.
There was a couple of Draymond moments.
A couple, very early. It gets a bonus. I thought he played solid defense.
Oh, you know, look, Sabonis. You have to wear the L when a team beats you.
Right.
And Sabonis, I thought outplayed Draymond in that game. He played really good. I think that Keegan Murray was excellent.
Keegan Murray was unbelievable, and
your boy Keon Ellis was... Yeah. He was dynamic. To say he was anything less is absurd.
I mean, Keon Ellis was special.
He was dynamic.
Last night.
I mean, when have you seen Steph Curry get picked, his pocket picked twice?
Yeah.
And then the guy's hitting threes. I mean, Keegan Murray was so good, he actually missed 2 or 3 wide open threes.
Oh, wide open three. They could have blown that game open in the second quarter. Like, the Warriors were lucky not to be down 15 at the half.
He's a guy night and day in terms of confidence level.
Oh, yeah.
How different does he look 1 year later?
32 points, 9 rebounds, 8 of 13 from three.
If I watch them top of the key, like the Kings, do a little dribble handoff for a screen, and our big sag on Keegan Murray one more time.
But here's the problem, Chasky. Not only were the big sagging, but Clay and Pods were getting crushed on screens last night.
I know.
They were dying on screens. And what happens here is when you don't have the athletes, you have no covers for pick and roll.
No.
You have no covers for the pick and roll. Your bigs are too slow. Your bigs can't play in space at times. And that's not Looney's fault. That's not TJ. It is what it is. Clay's getting killed on screens. He's dying on them. Steph's dying on screens. Pods is dying on screens. You don't have the athletes at the point of attack to defend at a high level.
Which has
been the problem all season long. You're not the – every day the Warriors step on the court, even against the Detroit Pistons, they look like they're at an athletic disadvantage. So you need more. You need to get more athletic somehow. That's issue number one to me. You got to have more athletes. You got to figure out how to use JK because he is your most dynamic athlete. But you also got a money situation with him. Got to figure out what to do with him long term. Or you're going to move on with him long term. A lot of stuff going on here. Let's go to Adam in the city. Start us off, Adam, here on the roast. What's up, man?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. you know, before the break, you asked, like, what do you do next? What's the next move? And, like, my not hot take, but just my take is just, like, I think you need to blow this team up. You just said you need to get more athletic. Well, if you do what Steve Kerr says he wants to do last night, which is, you know, bring everybody back, it's like you're completely going against getting more athletic or even getting better. Like, so many of the games, the big blown games this year, I honestly thought, like, you know, there was really nothing much that I guess they could do last night, but I thought Steve Kerr's lineups and just the substitutions were just off. Alex in Atlanta called in months ago saying that we have a Steve Kerr problem. I thought that was on full display last night. Yeah, a lot of those guys weren't playing well, but when you look at how well, you know, Moody, Kuminga, all those guys got better this year, it's like, man, how much better would they have looked if they were playing last year? And it's like you record-wise and playoff-wise, you were better last year. So that's just my take. And I also just wanted to say I am completely putting this season on Draymond Green and costing us going to the playoffs and costing us this season. You mentioned it, 17 games missed because of suspension. I thought it was 12, but 17, the ejections. So let's say that's 21 games, right? 21 games when you guys were barely in the 10th seed, a couple games back at the 6th. I'm putting this season completely on Draymond Green.
Well, and then we'll never know the collateral damage of everything last year and how that affected some of the guys in that team.
Well, we know how it affected Jordan Poole. And, you know, you want to laugh at Jordan Poole, go look at his last 10 games going into the offseason. He's feeling good about where he left off so he could build off of that. But, you know, Draymond Green missing those games. Draymond Green, again, he told me before the season, when we shot that commercial together, I asked him in that tent, what do you mean by the most important season? What do you mean by that? And he pointed out his ring finger. He said, it's about getting that fifth ring. And the season started off where they go 5-1 right off the rip. We're thinking, oh, wow, maybe the vibes are back.
Yeah.
And then ejections started happening, the Cleveland Cavaliers game. And then the Minnesota game happened where he woke up Anthony Edwards. And then the choke heard around the world against Rudy Gobert, which got a pop for 5 games. And then later on, Nurkic. So when you miss 17 games due to suspensions, you miss another game due to ramping up, and you get kicked out of 4 others, how can you not wonder what could have been if he's healthy? Because on the court, Draymond Green showed how important he was to this team. Defensively, offensively, played well, played very well. Shot a career high from 3. Was aggressive offensively at times. I wish he was more aggressive. But when you miss 21 games and you're one of the key cogs on this team, that's too much for a team like this that is really thin around the margins. Like, think about when you have an older team and a bunch of youngsters who are not yet in their prime, Shasky, everything has to go perfectly. Everything. Every pass has to be crisp. If a pass is a tick off, it's going to get stolen. That's just is what it is when you lose explosiveness. When you have youngsters who have not been in their prime yet, haven't been experienced anything, things have to go perfectly. Think of how many games we sat here and said, boy, it'd be fun to have the whole roster together. But the reality is GP2 can't stay healthy. CP3 is an older player. He missed time. We got lucky that Steph and Clay played over 70 games, and it still wasn't good enough. It still got you to 10 seed.
Yeah, that's the cold dose of reality.
10.
And then I guess that brings me to the coach, because I see a lot of people mad at the coach. I don't love the rotations. I think it's the easiest thing to critique. It reminds me of, like, should have went to that guy instead of that guy in baseball. Or why'd you run this play in football when you should have ran that play?
Right.
Like, I find it to be a low-hanging fruit conversation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No, but what I was going to say was there is one thing that I'm just fundamentally curious on. You told me how much that you needed to protect the basketball and how important that was, and how you got CP3 for a playoff game. And yesterday was a quote-unquote. Now, look, the reality is they're far away. Like, you lost in the 9-10 play. You didn't lose in a 7-game series in the second round. You lost in the 9-10. So we're clearly far away from where we want to be. Like, we're on the moon when we should be at Jupiter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're light years away. But in a game that you clearly needed to hold the ball better, you needed ball protection, you needed to slow things down, you needed to stabilize it, you needed a secondary ball handler opposite Steph Curry to get the pressure off him, I was just perplexed as to why you didn't go to CP3 more and earlier.
He went to pods first.
I was perplexed.
First. And I was like, wow. Chris Paul, I thought Chris Paul would be there to help settle Jonathan Kuminga down, because Kuminga started the game was just erratic. He was moving way too fast. He was in turbo mode. It's like, dude, you got to slow down. You're running around with your head cut off.
And he finally settled down. Into the lane twice and lost the ball.
He finally settled down in the second quarter and kept you in the basketball game. But the Chris Paul usage, and I guarantee you, Chris Paul was every bit the professional that we didn't think he was coming into the season. A lot of Warrior fans, he was one of the most hated non-Warriors in recent memory.
I've done a complete 180 on him.
But what Chris Paul did for the youngsters.
Agreed.
He never bitched and moaned about coming off the bench. He was a true professional. What a season for Chris Paul. Had a solid season. And you know, deep down inside, he's thinking, 18 minutes? Really? 18 minutes in a do-or-die game?
When I saw Pods come in, and I this isn't a Pods versus CBT, but like I like Pods a lot. He's one of the greatest point guards of all time. And he's still got a little something left. No one is saying he's prime Chris Paul. But in that game, you don't go to him that early? I wrote down, I also thought he came in with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and I was begging for it. They went 15-4 run over 4 minutes to start the game. And I said, can we get CP3 in there? He didn't come until the three-minute mark in that first quarter. And that's when I was like, I just threw my hands up.
Yep. Keon Ellis had a steal with Steph Curry at the five-minute mark. 15-4 run there for Sacramento. Second quarter, they're up 16. They opened up a 41. Actually, they were up 38-22. Chris Paul hit that big three in the corner.
Yes.
But that was a huge shot.
Yes.
Then they go up 16 again, and then Moses Moody had the little run there where he had a three. He dropped the dime to Looney, had a good defensive play. Then you had J.K. with the six straight. And you're thinking, boy, down four at the half, despite
they were so
Curry.
Lucky.
Despite Curry, I felt good. Despite Curry having 5 points and Clay being scoreless and they're down four at the half, I'm thinking to myself, oh, Warriors got this. Then the third quarter had happened. So CP3, I know deep down inside he's thinking to himself, I could have helped a lot more. And the rotations, like a three-guard lineup yesterday with Pod, CP3, and Steph, they're not athletic guards anymore. So when you're going against Keon Ellis and De'Aaron Fox and you got Keegan Murray out there, and even Harrison Barnes, how robotic he is, he's even a little more athletic than those guys. Last night's three-guard lineup, it just showed how small you are and how unathletic you are. And the Warriors' small ball lineup, now you go look at New Orleans and their small ball lineup. It's Zion. It's Trey Murphy III. It's CJ. It's Herb Jones. It could be Alvarado. It's actually a bigger, smaller lineup. The Warriors' small lineup is small and unathletic.
Herb Jones tried to dunk from the free throw line last night on LeBron James. The saddest part of last night's game, to me, it's just Harrison Barnes going at Klay Thompson late in that game. It was just like, I felt so much empathy and sadness for Klay Thompson.
Well, he went at Draymond, too. I mean, they were going at everybody. They went at everybody.
Good for Harrison Barnes. He got his moment.
The Kings went at everybody.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying, as a Warrior fan, seeing Harrison Barnes do that was like, ugh.
I mean, look.
It was salt.
It's a 9-10 game. It's a 9-10 game at the end of the day. The reality is the Warriors are in 10th place in the Western Conference and had to fight off the Houston Rockets. And the change needs to happen. Why? Because San Antonio is going to be a lot better next year with Wimby. Utah won 31 games and weren't even trying to win basketball games. And they fell at a 31. Houston, they got something cooking down there with those young athletes, right? They're cooking with Ime Udoka. Portland, they're going to try to make moves. And even hell, Portland gave you a game in the last week of the season. You didn't have Draymond and Clay. Damn, that was a toss-up. So the Warriors, can't forget about the Memphis Grizzlies. As much as I can't stand the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Ja is a game wrecker. He changes everything for them. Desmond Bay becomes better. Triple J becomes better. The Memphis Grizzlies will be back, and they'll be making noise.
But
what do you got to do if you're to go to St. Warriors?
Well, this is what you got to do. You got to go to Steph Curry, and you got to have the best owner in the game, you know, who's put his money where his mouth is at every single turn. They're going to have to reimagine this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you're at. And I think Warrior fans have now come to the – I don't think they were ready last year, but I do think they are now. Because you went on a run into the second round, like that fool's gold of going into the second round.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe you beat the Lakers. I know, I'm going into my Steiny mode here. But I do think a lot of fans are like, they're close. They'll be better this year.
Yeah,
it's Jordan Poole's fault.
Yeah, it was Jordan Poole's fault.
But that was never real.
No, that was never real. The culture. I don't even want to get into that.
Why would you want to get into it?
I want to talk to some calls, man. Will in L.A., what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Will?
As you were saying earlier, Bonte, this had to end this way. In some ways, I'm just relieved. Not that we aren't in the playoffs, because it sucks. It always sucks not seeing Steph in the playoffs. But they had to flame out in this way for the changes to be made. This team has been masking the symptom of the disease that has been plaguing this team since 2020. But we won in 2022 despite the two timeline plan because of Steph's greatness and having the right vets around him who could contribute at the time. At that presser, we saw Steph last night at the presser in real time struggling to come to grips with the fact that he has only known winning with his guys there. Yeah. He's only known it, but he also, at the same time, in that was saying that he wants to win, whatever that means, he wants to win. That's what he said. So I've always been of this belief, and I've been killed for it a lot by other friends who are fans. When you have a generational player, I always believe that the championship window begins and ends with Steph Curry. And all the moves beginning in 2020 should have been with that in mind. Obviously, we know that wasn't the case. Lakob wanted to have, in my opinion, his cake and eat it too, and ended up with aging vets trying to push past their prime and young guys with a ton of potential, but not where they need to be in order
But can I pause you? Can I pause you? Because I hear this all the time. Number one, to make a deal for a max player, you had to be willing to give up another player making significant coin who would have been one of those three guys. You couldn't just trade a pick for money because you were so over the cap. So you explain to me where the misstep was. Like, you couldn't just trade the number two overall pick and go get Paul George. I'm just using hypothetically, Paul George. He was making too much money. You were over the cap.
And let's be real.
Like, we have to be realistic.
But not only that. A team's not giving up a player like Paul George for a number two pick who could be a project. You're just not going to do that. That's bad business.
Well, and I agree, but I personally have always been of the belief that one of Draymond or Klay should have been traded.
Okay.
Whether that be maybe not. I wasn't necessarily in that mindset in 2020. I just think in 2020 they should have chosen. The pick was just they screwed up with the pick.
You got to remember though, Klay Thompson tore his Achilles on the day of the draft in 2020. We were all banking on Klay Thompson being back after missing the season with the torn ACL.
Yeah.
And so we would have saw Klay Thompson probably be a better version of Klay Thompson, the Klay Thompson we all grew to love, and playing alongside Steph and Draymond Green. But it didn't happen like that. Oh, and by the way, Andrew Wiggins, because we thought Andrew Wiggins would be a fourth option, play the easiest basketball of his career. So it would have made the Wiseman pick. There was more emphasis on the Wiseman pick and urgency with that pick because Klay Thompson went down. And so we were picking on a guy who played three college games to say, hey, you're going to help bridge us this gap, and you're going to do it quicker. We're going to expedite the process here. There's a learning curve in the NBA. It's why young players don't win in this league. Wimby was all world this year. San Antonio won like 20 games.
Even if you had traded Wiseman before you executed the pick and you had stapled one of the lesser-priced players, and not because no one was ready to move off of Klay and Steph, Dre. Trust me, I remember doing those shows. You get Miles Turner. I'm just hypothetically. Those are the kind of guys that are Wendell Carter.
Right. Are they helping you win?
I mean, come on.
They're helping
those
you really win.
Those were the players that you were going to get those guys.
I don't think they're helping you win.
No, we know they're not.
Yeah, so I don't know what you could have done in 2020.
You're going to do
the legal. All right. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.